Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, a guy we call the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. He's the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, Mike? I'm making my notes here. I have to write this down because I want to make sure I describe it correctly to my friends later on this evening. In 2035.
Yes.
The state of California will outlaw all internal combustion engine vehicles, and you're going to have to now get yourself an electric vehicle.
That's the governor. Gavin Newsom says that. You know,
that's
Tesla's
how bad this state is.
But
that's
you and I are going to continue to take our gas guzzlers and keep driving, right?
I think that, let's see, in 35, I'll be close to 90, 91. That's how I look at it. I'll be close to 91, which means I'm going to just tell them to go fly a kite because they're not going to put a 91-year-old guy in jail, I don't think.
You don't? Well, you never can tell.
Well, they will. This Nazi regime will.
Would you continue to drive, you know, like your Chrysler, you know, car there and just
drive
I'm gonna
have,
nice,
roomy vehicle? I got a Chrysler 300 black one. Real nice one.
It's really nice. And comfortable.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to, it's plush.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It's plush. And so I like to galley around in that. And I think if I keep care of it, which my mechanic says I'm doing a great job, I'm going to have it for 2035. And believe me, I'm just going to keep driving.
Keep it in good shape.
And then the authorities, who knows what kind of authorities we'll have by then, if we'll have any at all, they're not going to pull you over. And I can say, hey, there's that old guy again with that Chrysler.
Here's the thing. Keep a full tank of gas in that thing, and you can always outrun the electric cars. They'll run out of the charge, and you just keep on going.
And I'll want to go to the border.
You'll want to go across the border.
I will want to go to
They'll
Mexico.
They'll still be building the wall, but
just
we'll be
to
there.
Drive my car.
All right, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk football. We're going to talk some baseball. We got some great postseason play coming up around the corner for baseball. And some sad news, some happy news, everything in between. We're all here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us. Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting icon from Hunter, Land's End. You
genius,
name it.
Genius, actually.
Genius.
Acting genius. I think that's the word you're looking for.
That's what I was looking for. Welcome back to the show. I want to say hi to a lot of people. We're here, of course, on CRN Digital Talk Radio, sports byline stations all across the country, Sirius XM Channel 211, streaming live on Facebook. .com. Also streaming live for you if you want to follow us along. We're on Periscope, Twitter, Twitch, Roku, Tiki Live, the CRN Talk website. You can check it all out there. And hi to some of our great listeners who are tuning in around not only the country but the world. Bruce was the very first one on from good old Tennessee, and he says, more show. He wants more show, Fred. How are we coming on getting us that 5-day-a-week gig? Soon.
Well, you know, honest to God, I'm just kind of going through all of this stuff right now.
Yes.
Once I get some things, my personal life squared away, which is has to do with the passing of my brother.
Your brother, I know.
I've mentioned this to people before. So anyway, and then kind of organizing some stuff to where all of my attention during the day, during the week, will now be harvested the right way.
Right.
So we can now put more time into doing shows. You know, we can do an hour a day every day for 5 days a week.
I think the neighbors would like it, you know.
And I think we can do it. And I think we can do the deal here. Here's my grandkids.
Oh yeah, well, right into this camera here in front of. Yeah, right there. There you go. That's a good shot. Look at that. Right there. Hold it there. Yeah, it's perfect. Oh, cutie pies. They're incredible. Are they listening to the show?
Emma is on the left there. She's in the blue shirt. And then Ellie is the blonde there. Yeah.
So Ellie's the taller in the picture there.
Well, yeah, she's...
And then Emma is there. Yeah. That's good.
But
cutie
anyway,
pies.
But they just had their birthdays.
They're close. Their birthdays are...
The 20th of September was Ellie's birthday. She was 11.
Oh, happy birthday.
So all the birthdays on the three kids, Ellie, Emma, and Freddie, they're all over with now.
So Ellie was just turned, how old is she now?
11.
11. And when is Emma's birthday?
Emma, right down there on the left.
Yeah.
Emma, she's 13.
She's 13.
She's 13.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So anyway, but as soon as we... As soon as we get everything kind of like squared away, we're definitely going to expand the show, And I'm looking forward to doing it because there's so much going on in this world today, certainly sports, but everything else. But I think it'd be good for us to do it, Mike.
I think so. Maybe we get the Ellie and Emma, maybe possibly interning here to go ahead and answer the phones for us. And
we could
get coffee and things.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Help us out.
Yeah, and then in the back, we're going to have like a griddle.
That's for your daughter, Kate. We'll put her on the griddle.
And we can put her.
You get the griddle.
She can make us some short stacks.
Yeah. We were just talking about it before the show. Here's what I'm worried about, Kate. I'm worried about your dad a little bit here and our audience. Because you are one of the greatest eaters of all time. You eat so well. You got broccoli. You got salmon. You got your salad. You're always doing great. And lately, and Kate, I blame your daughter for this. The last time she came out to visit, she turned you on to In-N-Out Burgers, and now you were telling them everybody, every time you drive by, you're checking out the lines at In-N-Out Burgers. And you're ready to pull you? Those are in the West Coast.
You told me that In-N-Out Burger is a West Coast.
Yes, it's Western states, 11 Western states,
11
not
Western
in the East.
States, so
not in Australia
so,
and the other
so
places.
So anybody outside the 11 Western states here will have to do some research about In-N-Out Burger, but they're the greatest. But the funny thing is, you can go in. You can say, I'm going to go get a hamburger and park the car and walk up to the window. Or you can go in and order your food.
Not in California.
But the best way to do it.
Yes.
They'll jail you if you
right.
get out of your car.
And make you have an electric car.
And so what you do is you drive. You get in line, and it's usually a long line in your car. And you pull up to the two girls who have masks on. The two girls will take your order.
Come on. They got girls. I thought it's a speaker you shout into.
No.
Oh, the place you go to has two girls taking the order?
One in Westwood. The one in Westwood.
Oh, Westwood, California one's got the women there.
So we go up there, and she says, hi, may I help you? What would you like? And you say, give me the double-double with the triple back and with all the works and everything else and some fries. And they say, okay, thank you very much. That'll be so-and-so and so-and-so. And then you give them your credit card. They zip it right there.
Animal.
By the time you pull up to the window, there's a nice little person there with a white sack handing you your
food.
And
a bag. The nice person with the white sack and a bag. And they hand you the bag and they keep their sack. So you know how to order everything now from this place. So I told you about Farmer Boys because our friend David Hunt turned me on to it. I had a great all-natural burger there. But now, just before the show started, you're craving, and I can't believe I'm going to say this on national radio and on television.
Yes.
You're craving pancakes. You want a short stack of pancakes. I've never seen you eat bread, let alone pancakes.
Well, I passed the IHOP earlier this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of sitting there. And I said, you know, you used to go into IHOP, and you can now, and order your food. And I would say, I'd like to have a short stack, and I want you to burn them.
Wait a minute. So that's the fries you burn. You like to burn the short stack?
I said, I want you to burn them. And she say, excuse me?
Yeah.
Just like you did.
Exactly.
And I said, yes, burn them. Well, okay. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then they would make a note on it, and then they bring it back, and they would be perfect. They would be burnt.
And they would burn. You like burnt pancakes?
Yeah.
You're easy to prepare food, I can tell.
They were great.
Forget it, Kate. I'll go in the kitchen. I can prepare burnt stuff for you any time of the day.
So we digress here
a little bit in the world of sports, but that's your craving. And you start the show with a craving for pancakes, a short stack.
Yeah, because I'm reading about how Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is trying to wipe out the state with idiotic declarations of stupidity, like 2035, all cars in California will be electric.
There you have it.
Yep.
Well, we're going to work on that. We got a few years to start, really 15 years to do that.
But you know Gavin. Jennifer knows Gavin.
I've met him many times, and I've got to tell you, he sucks you in a little bit because up in the wine country, and I do a food and wine show, he would come up and they'd say, oh, here's Gavin Newsom, and he'd shake your hand, and everything is when you could shake hands. And I come back, and then about 3 days later, when I come back, there'd be from the desk of Gavin Newsom and whatever office he was holding. Yeah, he goes, Mike, great seeing you again. Look forward to seeing you soon. Your friend Gavin. So I feel like if you're upset, I could call him.
Yeah, and a clump of grapes.
It's my friend. I could call him.
Well, let's get on the ball and kill that bill that says we're going to have electric cars.
Get him on the show next week. Now, Bruce is saying more show. He's from Tennessee. He started this whole talking about more shows. Cindy is saying good morning from Australia. They're listening to you watching you in Australia.
What, 14 hours?
15, I think so. She's 14 or 15, but we love Cindy. She's good. And then Pamela is from Georgia, and she says, we're a great team. Thank you, Pamela. And Ray is from Boca Raton, Florida. Everything's going well there.
Oh,
Beverly
yeah.
says hello to you and to myself. Bernard is saying regards from Quebec City. We got them Chinamen in here today.
Really?
And he says, I want to know if things are improving in California. Obviously, no, by what you just mentioned. But, you know, the fire's still not contained, and the air is, at least you can see blue sky, but there's still, it's not 100% yet. It's
we were in
there.
Pasadena a couple of days ago.
Yes, and Fred and I were.
Was, the smoke was all over the place.
Yep, it was really something. Now, I don't know if we have time to get into our first segment here, so we'll maybe hold that for a second because we got themes here coming
important
up.
Important sports news.
Well, the important sports news is you and I handicap football, and last week we were talking about on this show. And with the great minds of yours truly and you, Fred Dreyer, we were 15-0 until Monday night we got together with our buddy Bob Henry. And I think he jinxed it on us.
Somebody jinxed something.
I think it was Bob Henry.
Because the Raiders played way, way, way beyond their capabilities and pounded the New Orleans Saints.
We had the Saints down to win.
We had
the
Saints to win, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
And the Raiders played good.
We could have swept the board clean.
Well, they played
16-0.
Yes,
they did play good,
but it was 15-1, and we missed the over by about 3 points.
Yeah, we did. So we still don't know how we did. We'll let you know. Maybe we'll get information before the end of the show. If it is, drinks for the house, everybody.
Exactly.
I got some
pancakes.
I got some essential water here.
Short stack for everybody.
Short stacks for everyone. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Once again, Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us. A lot of people jamming in here, listening to us on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. Also checking us out on all of our various video feeds, Periscope, Twitter, Twitch, Roku, Facebook Live, Tiki Live, the CRN website. And a lot of people, Denisha says hi, Beverly, Angela say hi. By the way, Angela says her condolences hearing about your brother.
Oh, well, thank you.
A few weeks back. Mm-hmm. Scott Davis says, hi, Melissa and Cindy. By the way, Scott wants to know if you around town ever catch the old newspaper reporter Doug Krikorian. Do you ever meet up with Doug?
I don't meet up with him. He's in Long Beach. I'm up in Los Angeles. So, yeah. But we chat.
You do chat?
Yeah.
Well, so we talked about football on Monday night, and you and I were watching with Bob Henry, and it was a great game, and it was big. It was the opening game in Las Vegas for the new Las Vegas Raiders, formerly yes. the Oakland Raiders, formerly the Los Angeles Raiders, now the Las Vegas Raiders. And apparently the ratings went crazy in Las Vegas here.
Yeah, it was good for them.
ESPN's Monday Night Football, it was also on ABC Network in general, too, across the country, featured the New Orleans Saints, who you and I chose to win the game mm-hmm. in a losing manner, and the Las Vegas Raiders delivered an average audience of 15,590,000 viewers. That's a 31% year-over-year viewership increase. So the viewership for the Las Vegas inaugural game, NFL game, which includes audiences from ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, dating back to November 2019, was the second best in 24 games for Monday Night Football. This is really something.
Yeah.
And apparently they had a 22 share? Is that what it was? 22.1 local rating. 22.1 local rating.
That's good.
And there were 44 markets available. Las Vegas easily was the number one market for the most people viewing in that area.
Now, may I interject here? I believe that these numbers are directly related to the fact that the virus has caused people to stay indoors.
Yes.
And so you don't have as much business in the Strip, in the hotels, at the gaming.
You were commenting about that. You said the streets were looking weak.
This was this is a brand new stadium. This is the opening game for the brand new stadium. It's a very nice stadium. It's right there off of Highway 15 going in into Vegas. And but I think that they were helped out by the fact that the virus caused everybody to huddle around the television.
Well, I think so, and it's a great stadium, as you mentioned. It's covered. It's got the roof there. But you mentioned and brought up a great point, which Bob Henry was arguing with you about, and we finally had to set him straight. That's real turf that they use inside that stadium. Yeah. It's not AstroTurf. Yeah. And you, as a former player, NFL legend, that is very important to you. You liked regular grass, did not like the AstroTurf, artificial
turf.
Well, no.
I mean, you have seen – there's two games already being played.
Right.
There's a lot of injuries being attributed to artificial surface. Oh, I know you're going to get a lot of people argue. Well, Fred, it's not the antiquated artificial surface of your day. Artificial surface, ladies and gentlemen, is artificial. They call it artificial because it's not real. Therefore, it doesn't have the real properties that you would hope to have that would help you, assist you, and protect you during battle. And so,
what do you mean by that?
Well, you want to make sure that your footing is secure, that when you plant your foot in a crowd of people that, you get hit, that your foot is going to break loose, okay?
From regular grass.
Instead of sticking to the surface of these turfs. And, you know, once you get your, they're constantly making these alterations in these shoes to hopefully, make the experience for the player much better and more efficient. And, you can talk all day about how wonderful the surface is and how innovative it is and how wonderful it is. It's wonderful and innovative if you're an owner, but if you're a player, it's not. And you want regular turf. So there's two stadiums, Arizona and now Las Vegas, where the Raiders play, that now wheel out, push out like a pie dish. They push it. They push the field of real turf out into the sun and water it and let sun get on it. And they repair it so it's out there. And then before they push it back, they cut it. And then when they push it back in, they treat it, and they line it, and they get it ready for a game, and it is crisp and shiny.
So this is sod. You're talking about they take the sod out, and they put it outside the stadium. They don't open the roof. They take it outside.
No, they wheel it out.
Wheel it out, and then they roll it off like they would laying sod in your yard. It's a fresh carpet.
Yeah, if I were to take it's like this. If this was the playing surface, was like this.
Yeah.
And this was regular grass.
Yeah.
Well, they would open up one end of the stadium, and then they would take it outside into the sunlight like they would, you put your car in the garage. They would take and service the grass. They would resod it. They would reseed it. They would water it. They would let it bake in the sun and really invigorate it. And then they would bring it back in, shut the end of the doors, and then dress the field with lines and numbers.
Yeah.
And then you're ready to go.
That's beautiful sod that you've raised there. And apparently you're late for a Thursday appointment, I think. I think you are in the book there.
Yeah.
So anyway, so it was a big day for the Raiders
in
Las Vegas. That was their big night. You and I have to go up there to the old South Point and hang out, And
at the bar.
Yeah, and then get to the game 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
Now, also in football, the Charger game was a pretty good game that they played last weekend. They got that new kid in there, that Justin Herbert. He's pretty good, but apparently their regular quarterback, their Tyrod Taylor, knocked out of the game just before game time against Kansas City, and that was their Raiders home opener that they had in Los Angeles at their new stadium. They lost. Kansas City won, but this Tyrod Taylor came in there and. He was going to get an injection before the game, and the doctor hit his lung and punctured his lung. Well, that's taking him out of the game in a strange way.
Yeah,
right.
That's not a good deal.
They said that the idea that he might have suffered a punctured lung was the first suggested by this guy David DeChow, the former team doctor for the Chargers. He was on a podcast and he explained no one had knowledge of the situation and had consulted with anyone on the team. But the details came out, I guess, on Monday, and the Chargers coach Anthony Lynn wouldn't go into detail, but did admit there were complications during the pregame procedure done on Taylor. And he also reiterated his postgame comments that Taylor would remain the Chargers starter if and when he's fully healthy. What a way of pulling him out of the game, Fred.
Well, he had to qualify saying he'd be the starter. Otherwise, there might have been a little conversation. There'd be a little heated conversation where the quarterback gets taken out of the starting rotation by an accident, a convenient little slip of the old finger.
You're not saying that this was a way of maybe making a change.
The fun thing about this is you get to put two truths together.
Yeah,
you get to put the fact that he had his lung pierced.
Yes,
and here's the doctor who did it. And
yeah,
what happened in between? Who knows?
Well, the coach said it wasn't his fault, meaning Tyrod Taylor, that he wasn't on the field. So it was the doctors, I guess, made a little error. I would be a little worried about that physician, wouldn't you?
This reminds me of 1972 in Chicago, Soldier Field.
What happened?
We were playing the Bears in Soldier Field.
Yep.
And Roman Gabriel is our quarterback, and he went to get a little tune-up on his elbow. The team went out. They practiced. We got ready. We ran our offense and defense. We came back in off the field, and we're getting ready to get dressed to go back out into our unit with our uniforms on,
right,
pads and everything. And the Dr. Jules Rosinski, God bless him, he's no longer with us, but he got the needle out, and there were some people standing around in the equipment room, and I mean in the.
Medical room, yeah.
The training room.
Training room, yes.
And Prothrow, Tommy Prothrow, the coach, he came walking down smoking a cigarette, and he said, "Are we getting ready to go? I want a quarterback meeting as soon as you can get everybody together. I want all these quarterbacks, all three quarterbacks over here. I want to talk to you." And so he was waiting for Gabe to get his shot so he could come join the other two quarterbacks,
right,
and talk about, you know, important stuff.
Sure.
So they were taking too much time. So he walked. Prothrow walked back into
still smoking the cigarette.
Yeah. Oh yeah. His hand was clasped like a gas mask.
I like the way this is the way he looked. This
a cigarette.
Just like that.
A cigarette was like this.
Yeah.
And he went through a pell-mell.
Yeah.
And they're big cigarettes.
They're big ones.
And those he went through in three drags. He wiped that pell-mell out.
Outstanding. And they are
but
mild.
He was a great smoker.
Yeah.
So he goes down there, and just as he walks in, he goes, "Gabe, are you ready?" You hear a huge scream. And Jules Rosinski, the doctor, said, "Oh, I'm so sorry," because he hit an ulna nerve in Gabe's throwing arm.
Oh, no.
And the arm in front of everybody just kind of went, boom. And hit the desk. So Prothrow walked in, and Gabe's arm is laying on top of the table, and he can't pick it up. It's just laying there like a fish. So he turned around and went, "Bethard, get loose, you're up."
And now today's rust-eating tip of the day, presented by Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. You're all set for a quick tire rotation until you have a rusted-on wheel. Coat those lug nuts in penetrating oil, let them sit for a few minutes, and you'll have them off in a cinch. Now give a generous spray into each mounting hole, place a 2x4 on the outer edge of the wheel, and smack the wood with a mallet, just enough to create some braking force and vibration. Repeat if necessary. And now a word from Freol.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers, like Bosch Icon Wiper Blade, save $8 per pair, and earn double O'Rewards points. Online or in-store, get $5 for every 150 points you earn. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. 754-4531.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Thank you all for joining us here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, Sports Byline Radio. We're here every week at this time. Thanks for joining us and enjoying the show. A lot of people are watching us, too, viewing us not only in the United States, but all over the world on our CRN Talk website, Tiki Live, Facebook Live, Roku, Twitch, Twitter, Periscope. We've got it all for you.
Multi-platform, Mike.
Yep. Cindy's in Australia. She says it's Thursday. She likes to watch and listen to the show. Nine o'clock.
Thursday morning.
Ray says, Fred wants to know if you got your trees trimmed. Did Raimundo come over? I sent my gardener to Fred's house this week to do some work. Is Raimundo going to start working on your
trees? Next Monday.
Next Monday?
Yep.
He's there?
He's going to show up, and I've got him for the day, and we're going to... We're going to get some things done, buddy.
That's good. Chris says hello from New York City. Kenny from Washington State.
Chris.
Nigel. Rachel says, this is quality radio. And boy, Rachel, you are from your lips to the ratings ears, let me tell you. And Beverly wants to know if you're going to appear on the Novi Me Comic Con. Do you ever do any Comic Con or anything like that?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Would you ever appear on it if you could?
For what reason? I don't know.
To be a guest or something. Have you ever done any comic type work or anything? That'd be good.
Have I ever done any comic work? Yeah, sure.
Nigel is saying, he's a little political here for us. He says President Xi of China doesn't seek expansion, but the Chinese have a land dispute with 18 countries. And President Xi says the pandemic shouldn't be politicized, but China's lapses have led to the deaths of nearly 1 million people. So he's making a comment here for you on our lounge show today.
Who said what?
Nigel's making that comment. I just read his comment there about things. You're getting comments, not only sports news, but all sorts of news.
We get comments on every subject.
Everything.
Every subject.
And Trailock, he says, hello. He says he wants to know if you, he's in New Jersey, wants to know if you knew Gale Sayers. And you and I wanted to talk about that a little bit because, you know, Gale Sayers passed away this week.
Passed away, Gale Sayers. Yes, he did. I did know Gale, and I had a beer with him in New York at Mr. Laugh's.
This is when you played on the New York Giants,
with
right?
The Giants, yeah. Bears came into Yankee Stadium, and after the game was over with, a bunch of Bears stayed over, and one of them was...
Gale
Sayers.
Considered one of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL, despite a career cut short by knee injuries. Not just one, but a few.
Yeah.
And he passed away at 77 after living with dementia. He was known as the Kansas Comet, was voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1977, despite playing just seven seasons, all with the Bears.
You should see those early days of NFL highlights.
Really?
They were electrifying to see this guy run, how he his strides, how he gathered himself, how he planted, how he stutter-stepped, and how he accelerated. He was, in my memory of as a player in the league, and then the things I've seen since, which would be 1969 to 1981, and then from 1981 to present day, Gale Sayers is in my top three or four running backs of all time.
Amazing, legendary Bears coach George Halas when he presented Gale Sayers for his Hall induction, said, quoting, "If you want to see perfection as a running back, you best get hold of a film of Gale Sayers. He was poetry in motion.
Boy, was he.
His like will never be seen again. He was born in Wichita, Kansas, the All-American at Kansas, first-round pick of the Bears in 1965, once scored 6 touchdowns in a game. You say he injured his knee. I guess you watched him play in 1969, correct, at Yankee Stadium when the Bears were playing you with the Giants?
Right.
And the year before, he had a knee injury, and he came back the next year, right?
Yeah, he was really something. And they didn't have that knee injury repair thing down until later on. But he was such a terrific athlete that he came back from it and led the league in rushing the next year.
He was an electrifying runner. He was a dangerous kick returner. The comeback from the serious knee injury led the league in rushing. That year in 1969, Fred, and he had the knee injury in 68, he again led the league in rushing that comeback year with 1,032 yards.
Yes.
And he tore his ACL and MCL in his right knee late in the previous season.
You know, the great thing about that was, for me, in my experience, and everybody interprets their experiences in the National Football League, accordingly. But I remember going on the subway, at the Yankee Stadium on a Sunday to take to play the Bears, and I would realize, gee, I'm a rookie, 1969, and I'm going to play against Gale Sayers today. I'm going to tackle Gale Sayers today. And so I got there to the stadium and I was supercharged. And I felt that way about every team and every player because it was my first year there. But playing in Yankee Stadium, standing there at second base, and of course they didn't sod the field in during the early part of the year because it ran close to baseball and the Yankees were always in the postseason. But anyway, so here I am standing at a timeout, and I'm looking across about maybe 10 yards, 15 yards away, and there's Gale Sayers just kind of like standing there waiting for the umpire to come in and say, okay, TV timeout, let's go. Let's go. And let's go, Bears, you're up. And they had the ball, and there I was with Gale Sayers. And it was just it was such a dream world for a young kid. I was 23 in 1969. So it was a lot of fun, and I got to see a lot of my heroes and play against them, and Johnny Unitas, I remember knocking him down as he was throwing, and there we were laying on top of one another on the infield there at Yankee Stadium. He looked over and said, "Nice play, kid."
That's great. That's great. And you were just starting out and everything. And
yeah,
by the way,
starting out.
Gale Sayers was the youngest player inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And they knew him. A lot of people knew him from the movie Brian Song, too,
yes,
because he was good friends with Brian Piccolo, who was also played on the Bears.
Yep.
And, suffered passed away from cancer.
We had a beer with Brian Piccolo.
You did?
Yeah. We had a beer with Brian Piccolo in New York one day. It was right as he was diagnosed,
yeah.
And then of course later on, he passed away. But all of that stuff, it was such an advantage. I felt like I had an advantage because I was a fan of the sport as well as participating in it, and I was also a fan of the players I was playing against. I had such respect for my opportunity in life. It was just a wonderful place to be.
Good stories from you, too. And if you anybody wants to ask Fred questions, you can always email us, freddryer@crntalk.com. freddryer@crntalk.com. Cindy from Melbourne, Australia, sent in a picture. She says, first off, September 18th marked the 36-year anniversary of the pilot of Hunter. She says, congratulations to you and Stephanie Kramer and the entire Hunter family for producing a wonderful show that has stood the test of time. Your fans will be forever grateful for the show. It works for us. And she sent this picture from the first season, the very first episode, the pilot. And for those of you that are on radio, Fred is apparently barging his way into Stephanie's Kramer's bathroom, where she's taking a bubble bath, it looks like. Fred, describe this picture
to our
audience.
Well, that is a bubble bath, Mike. Very good.
Yeah, that's good. And what was going on here? Describe what was happening.
Well, my character is nosing around this apartment place, and I'm kind of like, I sense that there's some disturbance in one of the apartments, and I'm not knowing it's not knowing where she lives, but I kicked the door in, and there she is.
I kicked
the door, a bathroom door in.
Hunter kicks the door
in. Of course. I kicked the door in, and then and she says, so? I said, well, you better get out of there. And she says, hand me a towel. So I gave her a dish rag.
Great scene. How do you get that magic in the show like that? We were talking about that beforehand, interpreting the words that they write in the script. Were you nervous when you first started out? Because you came from football, and I know you did some extra work and things like that, and one-on shots and stuff. But on this new series of Hunter, you had to be a little nervous starting out.
You're always nervous per se because it's new, and you're focused, and you want to do it right. But my biggest concern was always trying to get with my fellow actors and actresses and lighten things up, tell some jokes, laugh it up, and do our lines together and make it fun. And you know, once you tell your fellow actor and actress that, hey, I want to have fun doing this.
Right.
It just makes everything a lot better.
I think it does, too. And I think that kind of gets everybody sort of down. You and I do that.
It's kind of like when I whisper in your ear before we go on.
Before the show, we do that. And I whisper back at you, and we kind of get together on it. But you do interpret it a little bit, because when they write the scripts, I always say a good TV show has a great writing team that writes the scripts, and then it's the interpretation of the cast to make that kind of jump off, and you create the Hunter character based on what they want him to do, and you make the character your own, correct?
Of course, yeah, but writing for television is, you want to – it's hard to do, and if you can get actors that you can write for – that really sell the things you're trying to do as a writer, that's wonderful. And it works the same way as an actor. If I can get the writers to say, don't write anything there for me. I'll just play it on my take, or here's how I work. And that's what you try to do. You try to present the show to the American people, to the networks, and you try to hope that you can get your character off the ground before they cancel the show, because you don't have a lot of time. And so the object is, I've got so much time here that with these actors and actresses, and let's go out and see if we can and do a real good show and put my best foot forward and really get some energy into everything.
Exactly.
And that's what you do in life anyway. I mean,
Charles is in Michigan, and he says he didn't realize you had your whole football career, because he's been watching Hunter all these years, and he wishes you and Stephanie Kramer would get back together. You're starting again. Pamela says she wishes you'd have Stephanie and you would get together for another Hunter or something like that. Who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Well, it would be...
Be what?
An old Hunter and McCall,
yes,
that's for sure.
McCall and Hunter back together again would be kind of interesting. So if you want to email Fred... And enjoy taking a look at some of these pictures and things people send in. Send us your emails, freddryer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, DRYER@crntalk.com. Don't forget, you can follow Fred on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, DRYER. And of course, the email address, freddryer@crntalk.com. Pamela says you're the sexiest cop ever. This is from the episode entitled Blues.
Oh, I liked my blues. I get out there and walk the beat. It was really good.
That's some good stuff over there. All right, we'll have more straight ahead. Stay with us. Take a quick break. It is the Sports Lounge. I know it goes by fast, but you make it all worthwhile by hanging out there with us. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle and Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-608-1429, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-608-1429 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-608-1429. That's 800-608-1429. 800-608-1429.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. People saying they love your take on things. Fred says it works for them.
Oh, great. And, thank you.
Pamela said also, you're a super grandpa to remember your grandkids' birthdays and ages. It's pretty good. So
yeah, it's fun. I enjoy that. And you know what's interesting about that?
What's
is,
that?
Is they know that I'm not in Oklahoma, and they know that I'm here, and they really like it when I text them. That texting thing and that Facebook stuff, that's really
they love it, don't
that's
they?
That's really, really right up their alley. They love it, and I feel good that I'm making an effort in that regard.
People saying you have a great memory and that you're good at this stuff, so I'm just going to tell you, my birthday is November 22nd.
Hold it.
It's coming up, and I'm 31 years old. Just want to write that down so you know my age.
Get that written down now.
31 years and November 22nd. Give or take a few days.
You sure it isn't November 31st and you're 22?
No. It could be 22.
You don't want to push that, do you?
Yeah. Tell us about this photo that was sent in here about you in this episode, Blues, here. They say you're the sexiest cop ever. This doesn't even look like you in there. It looks like you're like goofing off a little bit. Were you goofing off there?
Yeah, of course.
Was that from that?
As a police officer, LAPD anyway.
Yeah.
You have to do, once a year, you have to put your blues on and go out and do the beat, you know. So this was a story about Hunter and his time in the barrel, as it were.
All right, so that's Hunter in the Barrel. Send us your emails, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Sorry it goes by so fast. It will be expanding, we promise you that. Email us, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and, of course, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Always on SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and follow us always on Facebook Live, Twitter, and everything else in between. Some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it's always great to be with you, folks. Be sure to appreciate your loyalty and your watching the show, and we will see you next time.